Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 23rd Sarajevo Film Festival, and we're in the middle of CineLink, which is why we're hearing so many background voices right now. And I'm very pleased to be joined by Nerina Kocijančić from the Slovenian Film Center. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for this invitation. And ask me whatever you want.
All right, I'll take up that invitation, but ask you a very simple question to start off the interview. And that quite simply is, what is the Slovenian Film Center? Can you give us an overview?
Yes, the Slovenian Film Center is now already more than 20 years old, so basically 22. It was there were some 25 anniversary, so we are 22. So first we started as a Slovenian film fund, but then in 2010 we changed in Slovenian Film Center. Nothing dramatically, basically we are doing the same, so we are financing the Slovenian film shorts and feature and documentaries, but now we are giving only grants, we are funding, so basically we are not asking the cash back, you know, because in the times of the funding we were sharing, you know, the revenues of, you know, of the films when they were in distribution. Now we are leaving everything to the producer in order that they can getting stronger, and then their companies could be more professional, more with a kind of backup for developing new projects. Yes, we are a state organization. Okay, we are also earning some money with because we have a library of older Slovenian films, so we are also selling the licenses of older films to TV stations. Then okay, DVDs, but now with DVDs it's a bit of a problem. We are still selling quite a lot of children films, but we should find new ways of showing older films. But here it's again the problem, because you know those films, they need the restoration, and here we have quite a big problems to get funds for the restoration, which is not very cheap, and we are quite. We are having a long debate with the Ministry of Culture, because somehow they are giving just, you know, we can restore one film per year or one to two, and this is really the rhythm. It's quite slow.
It's the same everywhere, I think, when it comes to that. So let me get this straight. From preservation, restoration, archiving, providing funding for new productions, distribution, I guess, also film education as well, maybe.
Yes, film education. We also have open calls for film education, film festivals, and also we are supporting the professionals, their professional organization. So yes, we are quite dealing a lot of papers and commissions, because you know we have commission of film professionals dealing with all the requests, and so it's quite a lot of paperwork. But I'm happy because I'm on the other field, so basic film promotion. It means film festival abroad, so that's why I'm here. Also the Sarajevo Film Festival, and we are having two stands, one in at the Berlinale market and the other one in Cannes. And also think that it's a good geostrategical position, because you know we are part also the north of the Balkans, and so also we have this very strong ties with the ex-Yugoslavia countries, also because of the language it's very similar. But in a way we are also Middle Europe, so in Berlin we are sharing the stand with Czech Republic and Slovakia. Okay, we started also with Poland and Hungary, but then now at the end we are only three, which is good, because you know Poland was a too big country, and now we are similar countries together, we know each other, and we really like to work together. And also there was an increase of co-production also between Czech and Slovenia, now also with Slovakia, so this is a good result. And in Cannes we have this South European pavilion with all the ex-Yugoslavia countries and also Bulgaria and Cyprus. So, and okay, then of course Sarajevo, it's very important because all of us, we are meeting here and also we are starting already now to plan, you know, our activities in Cannes. And
so here we are at the Sarajevo Film Festival, and of course yesterday you were involved in a talk. I took down the title so that I could say it correctly. Fiscal incentives for film and TV in Southeast Europe. Quite a mouthful. Would you be able to tell me a little bit about what that talk was? Just an overview again.
Yes, I mean the cash rebate incentive is something, you know, very popular in the last years, and it's like how to attract foreign production companies, especially, you know, quite big films or series to shoot and use your location, professionals, and of course the cash rebate, because for example we were the only one until this year that we didn't give any cash rebate, you know, so they were calling, so all our neighbors, we were out of competition for, you know, shooting, because although we have really Alps and the coast and the cars and everything and the hills in a really small, you know, country, there is 90 kilometers you can come, you know, from Alps to the sea and to the hills, and this is really a good experience for shooting, because you don't need to travel and spend a lot of money for travel cost. But, you know, Croatia, they already have, and also all the stories about the Game of Thrones shooting, and also that means also an increase of cultural tourists. They're all going to the places where those Game of Thrones have been shooting, and so this was very good, because the media, they started to write a lot about how they are improving and how many tourists are getting in Croatia, you know, and no neighbors, so there was a bit, okay, we can also do the same. And finally our Minister of Culture, they wrote all these rules and regulation in order that now we have also the cash rebate, and so this we present the cash rebate system in Slovenia, and it was like Croatia, they were the first, and then Serbia 2 years ago, then we, and then it was Montenegro, they will starting use it from July this year. So now we had already the first project. They were shooting The Death of the Authors. This is a US, German, Sweden co-production, and they were shooting in May, June, August, and so they will receive this is the first film to receive cash rebate. I mean, they should send all the invoices, you know, and all the knowledge expenses they had, and the production will receive back 25% of those expenses they had on the territory of Slovenia. This is basically the cash rebate incentives.
That was a very clear overview, I think.
Yeah,
very interesting. So we're running out of time, and as a final question, I think that do you have any examples of recent productions and co-productions that the Film Center has been involved with?
Yeah, I mean, we are supporting majority Slovenian films, and of course minority co-production. Here we have at Sarajevo Film Festival. This is Men Don't Cry. It's a big hit now here in Sarajevo with a lot of screenings, and the film was premiered at Karlo Vivari Film Festival, and it won also the jury award.
Europa Cinema Award?
No. Oh, this is the official award.
Oh,
so
yeah.
you have the Grand Jury Award. Yeah, you have the best direction in Karlo Vivari, and this was the Grand Jury Award for best film. And this is Bosnian, Slovenian, Croatian, and German co-production, and I mean it's a great film about, you know, it's kind of about the trauma after war. I mean, it's a group of ex-soldiers from different nationality fighting in the Bosnian war, and they are on a kind of therapy, you know, and all their trauma are getting out. And so, but the most beautiful thing of the film is that their feminine part is coming out, and this is really something. You know, there are, you know, soldiers, you know, like heavy men, and then here you can see how, what it's their really tender part. And the doctor who is running the therapy is a Slovenian actor, Sebastian Cavazze, so they now they received at the Montenegro Herceg-Novi Film Festival in Montenegro the award for the all the cast, because really they are great actors all together.
I actually interviewed the director for Men Don't Cry, so if our listeners want to go back and check that out, from Carlo Vivari, actually, please do. In the meantime, I thank you very much for joining us and talking to us about it. It was a great pleasure, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.